USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden is returning to isolation after testing positive again for COVID-19. White House physician Kevin O'Connor said in a letter that the president has experienced no reemergence of symptoms and continues to feel quite well. O'Connor asked there is no reason to reinitiate treatment at this time. Biden is once again isolating until he tests negative for the virus. Upcoming trips to his home in Wilmington, Delaware, and to Michigan have been canceled. The winning ticket for the $1.3 billion Mega Millions jackpot was sold in Illinois. According to the drawing's website, the winning ticket was bought at a Speedway gas station and convenience store in the Chicago suburb of Des Plaines. It's the nation's third largest lottery payout ever. The winner could have the jackpot paid over the course of 3 decades or cash out at more than $780 million. This is USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
After warning House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to stay away from Taiwan, China's ruling Communist Party announced it was conducting what it called live fire exercises near the Pingtan Islands opposite the Taiwanese coast. Beijing has long claimed the island democracy as part of its territory. The one-sentence announcement gave no indication whether the exercise might include missiles, fighter planes, or other weapons. Pelosi, for her part, has not confirmed whether she would go to Taiwan. Free Speech Systems, which is owned by conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, filed for bankruptcy Friday. Details weren't immediately available, but his attorney says it should not disrupt his trial in Austin, Texas, which just wrapped up its first week. In that trial, the family of one of the children killed in the Sandy Hook school shooting in 2012 wants a $150 million judgment against Jones for defamation. When Wall Street closed on Friday, it had its best month since November 2020. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream, or search your favorite podcast app.
Some residents have returned to their homes in eastern Kentucky to begin the cleanup after floods devastated the region. At least 8 inches of rain fell in a 48-hour period between Thursday and Friday. Rachel Patton tells Sky News what it was like to escape danger.
We had to swim out, and it was cold. It was over my head, so yeah, it was... it's scary.
At least 25 people, including 4 children, have died. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says that the number of fatalities would likely go up as search and rescue missions continue. State senators in Indiana approve a near-total ban on abortion by a single vote in a rare Saturday session. The bill includes an exception for rape and incest cases if the pregnancy is less than 8 weeks post-fertilization or 12 weeks if the person is younger than 16 years old. A notarized affidavit attesting to the attack would be required in either instance. The legislation now moves to the State House. Hershey's is warning that Halloween and Christmas could be a little less sweet this year due to a candy shortage.
The candy company is saying global supply chain issues and the war in Ukraine have made it difficult to get all the ingredients, including cocoa. Halloween usually makes up about 10% of the company's annual sales. Customers can expect to pay more for candy because of overall inflation. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And from USA Radio News in New York, I'm Kenneth Burns.